There were a lot of changes at the federal level with DOGE this spring. I guess some folks might have missed that the Treasury is going to stop production of the penny. In the letter I got from Bankers Trust this week, they said they're going to stop providing rolls and boxes of pennies, and they're changing the policy for cashing checks that don't end in a zero or a five. So are many Iowa banks or most Iowa banks going to start doing this?
Well, the United States is in a bit of a penny pinch as the penny is retired and the federal government is no longer going to be producing that. I will say, in this case, it makes sense not to make sense. I think what the Trump administration found and what we've known for a long time is it costs between 3.5 to 4 cents to make one penny, which, of course, is only worth 1 cent. So it really does make sense from a government efficiency perspective, from a deployment of resources perspective, to end the production of the penny. That being said, what you're starting to see and what consumers somewhat in Iowa, but really across the country as well, are starting to see our impacts as access to the penny gets restricted as that process is implemented.
Well, if banks don't provide pennies to customers, I assume that this is going to be to commercial customers as well. Does that mean when I go to Hy-Vee and pay in cash, I eventually won't be getting back all of my change?
Well, here's, I think, what you need to understand is that banks may not be able to acquire pennies. And so the way that the Federal Reserve has rolled this out is basically banks get their coins from different distribution locations that are linked to the Federal Reserve. The policy that the Federal Reserve laid out was that when a distribution location runs out of pennies, they can then no longer accept deposits. And so what that's going to mean is it's going to be very difficult in some cases, in some places, for banks to be able to access the penny, which means it may be difficult for businesses and consumers in those areas to do that. What's tricky about it is there's kind of some randomness to when a distribution location may run out. And so that's one of the things that, on behalf of the banking industry, we're asking the Federal Reserve to maybe reconsider that policy. Because the effect of it is that when one location runs out and then banks in that area can't access pennies, of course, that impacts the businesses and customers there. But that may still be available in other parts of the country. So I think there's going to be uneven access to pennies here for a while as this process plays out. I think what the Federal Reserve is finding is that while the decision was made to end production, the way it's being implemented is restricting its circulation perhaps more than they intended earlier on, because the penny is still legal currency.
Well, how soon before stores in Iowa, restaurants, really all businesses in the state, have to start changing their pricing structure, their menus, so people who pay cash can pay cash and not have to be out 3 or 4 cents? It's not a lot, but it's going to add up, right?
Yeah, I think what's probably going to happen, and you're going to start to see businesses doing this, is they'll start rounding to the nearest nickel and display some policies. And this will be for cash transactions only, frankly, anymore. Most transactions are happening electronically or with cards, but many people do still choose to use cash. And so in those situations, if a merchant is not able to access pennies, they may start displaying policies of rounding to the nearest nickel. The good news here is, as any one of these transactions, the stakes are pretty low. It tends to be a penny in one direction or the other. I believe our economy will be able to adapt to this. I'll also say there's been a number of other countries and currencies that have gone through a process like this, where they've eliminated a penny and started rounding to the next nickel. And while there might be some hiccups and unevenness along the way, ultimately they're able to navigate it, and we will be too.
I guess that some people might be kind of upset by this, but do you eventually see the elimination of the penny as really a streamlining that's going to make transactions go faster and more smoothly?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to the efficiency of it. You know, at some point, somebody had to make the decision that it doesn't make sense to spend nearly 4 cents to make a 1 cent coin. And so are we going to continue with an irrational policy like that, or are we going to make some changes? And obviously, the decision is made to make some changes. And I think we'll all adapt to that here eventually, and we'll be able to navigate through this just like other economies and currencies have. Now, I do think I want customers to know that banks are going to be working with their customers and their business customers to manage this as smoothly as they possibly can. But we do want customers to understand that this does have to do with access to the penny. And so some banks, depending on where they are, just may not be able to get that access under the current policies. The other thing I would say is we are asking the banking regulators, Federal Reserve, even Congress, to provide some clear guidance on the rules around rounding to the nearest nickel, you know, whether or not it should be to the nearest nickel or rounded down to the consumer's favor to the nearest nickel downward. I think there's still some lack of clarity there that would be helpful to fill this void. And then the second thing we're asking for is, again, for the Federal Reserve to perhaps reconsider the policy that will is having the effect of taking the penny out of circulation a little faster than what they probably intended, and make it so that some of those distribution locations, even if they run out, they can accept additional deposits and keep the penny circulating until we can have a little more orderly process of taking it out of circulation.